Today is Saturday, August 17th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Pineapple Juice Day. It's Congressional Startup Day, Black Cat Appreciation Day, National Nonprofit Day, National Massachusetts Day, and National I Love My Feet Day. Oh, I have to do this one. It's National Thrift Shop Day because Daniel J. Brewer loves a thrift shop. Well, he loves a deal. He loves a deal. He loves to buy things used. We were discussing it while he was here. So, not only is it all of those days, but it's also my birthday. So, happy birthday to me. I am 46 years old, 46 years young. I don't look a day over 43. No, I don't know. I always like it when people tell me I look younger than I am, but I feel like people have different opinions of that. Some people may think I look exactly my age. Some people may think I look older than my age. Some people may think I look younger than my age. My family, genetically speaking, on my mom's side specifically, have a tendency to look a little bit younger than they are, probably 10 years younger, especially on the women, on the female side. But, you know, my mom is in her, she's 74, and she probably looks like she's in her mid to late 60s. So, and when she was in her 60s, she looked, well, you guys know how that works. And I would say when I weigh more, I look older. And when I weigh less, I look younger. I feel like I'm looking younger right, a little bit younger right now because I've been losing weight, as you guys know. And so that's good. Although there probably is a point of no return with that because your face starts to sink in and stuff the more weight you lose. I know as people get older, they use filler and stuff like that. I don't know. Anyway, I'm 46. I don't look bad for 46. It is what it is. But I could look a lot worse, is all I'm going to say. Why should it matter? I'm in a relationship. Well, I mean, he should find me attractive. I would hate it if Mark didn't find me attractive and he had miserable. He had to sleep with me and other things. But it's not something that should be focused on, right? I don't know. All right. Well, we have a couple of text messages, so I'll go ahead and read those. Blaze in Wisconsin, who still hasn't told me his age. Blaze, how old are you? He doesn't want me to know. Or maybe he has and I forgot. Because it is entirely possible that I have forgotten. What's your social security number, Blaze? He says, we would call them, quote, cake cones here in Wisconsin. So I assume he's talking about the conversation about ice cream cones and my favorite kind of cone. That's interesting. I've never heard them called cake cones because they're not really cake. Are they? But it's like it's almost like a styrofoam texture. But not that I've ever eaten styrofoam, but I would imagine because it's kind of squishy, kind of has a little give to it, you know? But that's interesting. I'm interested in that. So cool. I don't know what we call them. I think we just call them ice cream cones. Tony in Illinois. Tony, I just have to tell you, Mark always says when he's saying Illinois, he first says Illinois and then says Illinois. He does the same thing with St. Louis. He says St. Louis and then he goes, oh, no, sorry, St. Louis. So he gets those silent S's and non-silent S's confused. Anyway, Tony says, happy birthday, Adam. I hope you have a great one. Well, I am recording this the day before, but I have totally prepped myself to have a great, I don't know what I'm going to do. First of all, we all get to that age where our birthday, is, we don't even really want to think about our birthday because maybe some people don't, but a lot of people get to that age where they don't want to think about their birthday anymore. And it's not that I don't want to think about it, but it doesn't really feel like a celebratory thing because, you know, nobody really loves getting older. Well, I certainly don't love the fact that I'm getting older. Wiser is fine, but I don't know. Older, just blah. Older is just blah. Now, I do have some voicemail messages here. This is interesting. And I don't remember what I played, but all of these came in today. So you know what? Let's just listen to these and see if, oh, wait, some of these are for the gay mix. Let's go back. We do have a couple of voicemails, but let's look. Okay. So this one is to Geeky Gay. This one is to Geeky Gay. I'm pretty sure both of these are to Geeky Gay. So let's go ahead and play this one.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adam. Happy birthday to you. I forgot about you doing the show tomorrow because you didn't do one on Monday. So I'd already sang it to you on the mix. So anyway, you get an extra one anyway. But anyway, hope you're having a good day. And have a great happy birthday. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Gary. That was Gary in Portland. I don't remember if he said this is Gary. I know it's Gary. Thank you, Gary. That's a bit of a tradition for any new listeners out there. Gary in the Pride 48 community, Gary always calls and sings happy birthday to podcasters and listeners. It's a famous thing. Anyway, Gary, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I will take it on the gay mix tonight as well. That's fine. That reminds me, I need to make sure I have voicemail messages queued up for the gay mix tonight because I still have that problem with the script not working anymore for some reason. So those automatic downloads have been, zero length files, basically. All right. One more call. Let's go ahead and play this.
Hey, it's Tony in Illinois.
Hey, Tony.
I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, you called
and
texted.
It's probably a belated happy birthday by now, but I am calling on Friday the 16th.
You made it.
So, yeah. But I would have remembered it anyways, even if you haven't said anything, because our birthdays are, I think, 29 days apart. So you're 29 days older than I am.
Oh.
But, yeah. So, anyways, happy birthday. Hope you had a great weekend. And all that jazz.
Okay. All right. Well.
Bye.
Well, thanks for the call, Tony, and the text message. Wow, I feel special. I got both call and text. I appreciate it. I really do. I'm not lying, honestly. I really do appreciate it. Okay, believe me. So I'm at 29. First of all, 29 is such a specific number. How does that make it easier for you to remember? If you said, oh, you're 10 days older than me, or some even number, or you are exactly 1 month older than me or something like that. But 29 days is kind of, and when you say I'm 29 days older than you, are you turning 26? Or no, I'm not 26. What are you turning 46 in 29 days? We are then, if you are, then we are indeed the same age. Well, I'm 29 days older than you. Apparently I could be your daddy. I'm 29 days older than you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. No, I checked my messages and stuff just in case anyone, I didn't expect anyone to wish me happy birthday. It's not necessary, but it's always appreciated. So I wanted to make sure that I checked so that I would at least get those calls in if they were there. And Tony literally called, like, not literally because I can't be 100% certain of this time, but it says 8 minutes ago. So, there you go. Well, I feel like we're pretty much done wrapping everything up. I will say I found a new YouTube channel that I've been watching. It's called Drew Builds. It's this guy in Canada. And he, first of all, he's attractive, which always helps. But he was building his own tiny home, and it's really nice. He says he's never done anything like this before. I think he does build. I haven't watched the rest of his channel. But when he holds cock, not penis, but cock, like your the stuff that you put in, you know, to like seal gaps and things, like cock. He makes this joke that he's going to hold his cock. And he installed a shower in one of the videos because he was finishing the inside. It is a beautiful tiny home, but he was finishing the inside and he got naked and got in the shower. And I was not expecting that at all because that was not the type of content, but he did blur out any naughty bits, but I didn't expect to see that much of him. And I didn't mind. I'll say that. Other than that, I spent most of the day today. I was working today, but I did take a couple of hours to finish up a couple of chores. So I mowed this morning so I don't have to mow on the weekend. And I also worked out so that I don't have to work out on the weekend. So I'm preparing for a leisurely birthday weekend. So, all right, well, I will end it there. There's your Saturday show for this week. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good Sunday, everyone. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.